MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 30, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Two protests on the North Shore. Peabody going greener.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Witches honor Ken Perrone.
This is like kind of a dream come true for me to have my Brewer Witches and my Salem Witches on the same field here.
Red Sox wrap up a series with the Astros this afternoon. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Some sun today, temperatures in the 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:09 a.m. and 11:25 p.m. There were two protests on the North Shore yesterday. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that area leaders showed their support in Salem yesterday for the ongoing SAG-AFTRA actors and writers strike affecting the entertainment industry. That rally ended up on Salem Common. In Lynn, 76-year-old Patty Ford, who had been living alone on a fixed income for the past 16 years, was facing eviction from her apartment. The Daily Item reports that about 30 protesters gathered yesterday, including Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan. When a new company recently bought the building, her rent increased by $500. The rally apparently did have some impact, as the landlord and Ford and others now have been given additional time to work on a solution. The city of Peabody is working to obtain green status from the state. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos reports that the city council voted unanimously to approve the adoption of a stretch code that will require new buildings in the city to be more energy efficient than regular codes require. Newburyport's Parking Advisory Committee has taken some action regarding the lack of downtown parking due in part to the reduction of spaces in the Waterfront East Municipal Parking Lot. As noted today in the Daily News, that beginning November 1, portions of the Green Street Municipal Lot will become available for all-day parking to help allow those working in the downtown area to have the needed available parking spaces. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports, I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Astros again last night, 6-2 the final score. The two teams wrap up the three-game series this afternoon at 4:10. The Patriots cut their roster down to 53 players yesterday, a notable cut, backup quarterback Bailey Zappe. The Patriots open up the season a week from this Sunday against Philadelphia. A shout-out today to all of those in the Salem football community who organized Saturday's scrimmage between the Salem Witches and the Brewer Maine Witches while honoring the man who coached both teams, 88-year-old Ken Perrone. Here is Coach Perrone speaking with MSO Sports at Bertram Field on Saturday.
Well, it all happened. That's why I said Ron Plant was the reason. I didn't really want to leave Brewer. I was established there. My kids loved it, and we had great success. And Ron Plant talked me into coming down and taking a. He was up there on a job, and John Carr from Old Town High School told him about me, and they were looking for a coach. And so came over to the house, and the first thing he saw when he walked in the house was the Brewer Witch there on the mantle, the same as the one that they have down here. And he said that was an omen. He talked me into coming down to take a, you know, interview and everything, and I came down because he was such a great guy. And but anyways, I came down, and I ended up taking the job, and I've been here, well, 22 years. I coached before the big strike, but this is like kind of a dream come true for me to have my Brewer Witches and my Salem Witches on the same field here. I love both cities and both programs. I got a lot of my assistant coaches that were with me at Brewer here today, and also Salem.
Former Salem Witches and Brewer Maine Witches football coach Ken Perrone. High school golf got underway yesterday for many schools. Look for more information on that here on our website today. That is sports. This note, you can contact us through our contact link at the top of the webpage. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.